From our epistle reading, St. Paul writes, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved." God's very clear in his word of just who he is. He doesn't pull any punches. He comes right out of the gate telling us just who he is through his word and by his actions. He shows us and tells us that he is love. God is love. He tells us in 1 John 4:8, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." And again in 1 John 4:16, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us, for God is love." And the psalmist cries out again and again and again, "How great is your steadfast love for us, O God." God is very clear about who he is. He is love. He tells us very plainly in his word, but he also shows us in his actions. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Or 1 John 3:16 says, "By this we know love, that Christ laid down his life for us." And John writes, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins." God is love. He tells us and he shows us. He shows us in his son by sending him here to be the sacrifice for our sins. Yes, God shows us just who he is, and we showed him just who we are. We crucified him. We hung love on a cross. We spit on him. We mocked him. We killed God. We, along with the whole world, show just who we are through our words and our actions, too. The world showed yet again just how much it loves the darkness this week in our small town. Pure evil. Officers are shot in dark worlds. And innocent lives are taken in dark worlds. Families cry and shake with fear in worlds that are dark. And this world is dark. And it is getting darker by the day. Jesus said this world is passing away along with all of its evil desires. We see evil desires, we see the darkness, when we see another funeral of a police officer. We see the darkness when we see our own loved ones lowered into a grave. We see the darkness when another one of God's children is hurt, their joy is stolen from them, their life taken from them, or their goodness destroyed. Jesus said the people loved the darkness rather than the light. And we all know it's the work of the devil. He's the one behind everything. It's his sole mission to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus tells us that very clearly in John chapter 10. He's the one behind all the darkness and despair, and the world follows him blindly, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, Paul writes. But then he says something even more troubling. He says, "Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind." We were no different. We show God and the whole world just who we are through our words and actions too. People are not cared for in dark worlds filled with dark hearts. We pass by them on the street and we think to ourselves, "Well, I hope you get what you need." People are labeled and withheld compassion in dark worlds filled with dark hearts. We give them a name, keep them a safe distance, and leave them without a loving touch or word or even glance. People are objects for one's gratification in dark worlds filled with dark hearts. We use them to satisfy our sinful desires, and then we dump them off of our screens, our roads, and our lives. People are spit upon, mocked, and hated in dark worlds filled with dark hearts. We did the same to God. Why would we do any differently to people, especially sinful people? We show them and God just who we are by our words and our actions. We, along with the whole world. Paul says, you all were dead. He's talking to Christians. You all were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work, and the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show again the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God shows us just who he is. He walked right into our darkness, right into our wicked chaos and merciless lives, and he gave himself up for us. We deserve his wrath, and yet we get mercy. We deserve hell, and yet we get paradise because of his Son. Light shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot overcome it. His love for us overcame our hate for one another. His mercy for us overcame our hate for him. He gave up his life for you so that you would be forgiven, freed, and filled anew with his love and mercy, all by grace. It's a gift. So that you would be his. He would call you out of darkness into his marvelous light and fill you with his mercy and his love and create in you a life where he shows his work overflowing with mercy and love for others. In a world that's filled with darkness, what do they need to see from Christians? They need to see mercy. They should see mercy. Compassionate hearts dripping with mercy and caring for the wounds inflicted upon people stuck in the darkness. They need to see rich mercy. The Lord's mercy pouring through you, even to the worst of sinners, even in the darkest of places. And they need to see love, abundant love, that seeks to meet the needs of even the ugliest of labels given upon people by the darkest of worlds. This world needs mercy and love. They need Jesus. I found this painting this week. As you know, I've been sharing paintings throughout the season of Lent together. And for me, this painting captured the events of this week in our town, and it captured the scripture passages that at the bottom of the cross is all this darkness and chaos and despair, all this wickedness and evil, and that's all we would have if we didn't have Christ. All we would have is this confusion and loss and despair and hopelessness, but the light shines forth and we have Christ in the midst of the despair. So when we see Christ, we see light in the midst of all of our confusion. We have hope in the midst of all of our despair. We have love and a safe place to go in the midst of a world that is so dark. Jesus is yours today, and his hope is for you. today and tomorrow, and his love is for you today and for tomorrow, and his love for our community is today and tomorrow. His love for the whole world, for God showed us just how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.